From the Torah of Yahweh, the Exodus, chapter 10, verse 1, through chapter 13, verse 16.
Then Yahweh said to Moses, "Come to Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants with firmness, that I may set these signs of mine among them, and that you may recount in the hearing of your son and of your grandson how I dealt severely with the Egyptians, and how I put my signs among them, that you may know that I am Yahweh." Then Moses and Aaron came to Pharaoh and said to him, "Thus says Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, how long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go, that they may serve me. For if you refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow I will bring locusts into your territory. And they shall cover the surface of the land, so that no one will be able to see the land. They will also eat the rest of what has escaped, what remains for you from the hail, and they will eat every tree which sprouts for you out of the field. Then your houses and the houses of all your servants and the houses of all the Egyptians shall be filled, something which neither your fathers nor your grandfathers have seen, from the day that they came upon the earth until this day." And he turned and went out from Pharaoh. And Pharaoh's servants said to him, "How long will this man be a snare to us? Let the men go, that they may serve Yahweh their God. Do you not yet know that Egypt is destroyed?" So Moses and Aaron were brought back to Pharaoh, and he said to them, "Go, serve Yahweh your God." "Who are the ones that are going?" And Moses said, "We shall go with our young and our old, with our sons and our daughters, with our flocks and our herds we shall go, for it is a feast of Yahweh for us." Then he said to them, "Thus may Yahweh be with you, if ever I let you and your little ones go. See, for evil is on your faces. Not so. Go now, the men among you, and serve Yahweh, for that is what you are seeking." So they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. Then Yahweh said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, that they may come up on the land of Egypt and eat every plant of the land, all that the hail has left remaining." So Moses stretched out his staff over the land of Egypt, and Yahweh directed an east wind on the land all that day and all that night, and when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts. And the locusts came up over all the land of Egypt and rested on all the territory of Egypt; they were very heavy. There had never been so many locusts, nor would there be so many again. For they covered the surface of the whole land, so that the land was darkened, and they ate every plant of the land and all the fruit of the trees that the hail had left. Thus nothing green was left on tree or plant of the field through all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh hurriedly called for Moses and Aaron, and he said, "I have sinned against Yahweh your God and against you. So now, please forgive my sin only this once and entreat Yahweh your God that he would only cause this death to depart from me." And he went out from Pharaoh and entreated Yahweh. So Yahweh changed the wind to a very strong west wind, which took up the locusts and drove them into the Red Sea. Not one locust remained in all the territory of Egypt. But Yahweh hardened Pharaoh's heart with strength, and he did not let the sons of Israel go. Then Yahweh said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand toward the sky, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even a darkness which may be felt." So Moses stretched out his hand toward the sky, and there was thick darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 days. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days, but all the sons of Israel had light in their places of habitation. Then Pharaoh called to Moses and said, "Go, serve Yahweh, only let your flocks and your herds be detained. Even your little ones may go with you." But Moses said, "You must also let us have in our hand sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice them to Yahweh our God. Therefore, our livestock too shall go with us, not a hoof shall remain behind, for we shall take some of them to serve Yahweh our God. And until we come there, we ourselves do not know with what we shall serve Yahweh." But Yahweh hardened Pharaoh's heart with strength, and he was not willing to let them go. Then Pharaoh said to him, "Get away from me. Beware, do not see my face again, for in the day you see my face you shall die." And Moses said, "As you have spoken, I shall never see your face again." Then Yahweh said to Moses, "One more plague I will bring on Pharaoh and on Egypt; after that, he will let you go from here. When he lets you go, he will surely drive you out from here completely. Speak now in the hearing of the people, so that each man may ask from his neighbor and each woman from her neighbor for articles of silver and articles of gold. And Yahweh gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses himself was very great in the land of Egypt, both in the sight of Pharaoh's servants and in the sight of the people. So Moses said, "Thus says Yahweh, about midnight I am going out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of the Pharaoh who sits on his throne, even to the firstborn of the servant girl who is behind the millstones, and all the firstborn of the cattle. Moreover, there shall be a great cry in all the land of Egypt, such as there has not been before, and such as shall never be again. But for any of the sons of Israel a dog will not even bark, whether against man or beast, that you may know how Yahweh makes a distinction between Egypt and Israel. Then all these your servants will come down to me and bow themselves before me, saying, 'Go out, you and all the people who follow you,' and after that, I will go out." And he went out from Pharaoh in hot anger. Then Yahweh said to Moses, "Pharaoh will not listen to you, so that my miraculous wonders will be multiplied in the land of Egypt." Now Moses and Aaron did all these miraculous wonders before Pharaoh, yet Yahweh hardened Pharaoh's heart with strength, and he did not let the sons of Israel go out of his land. Now Yahweh said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall be the beginning of months for you. It is to be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, 'On the 10th of this month they are each one to take a lamb for themselves, according to their fathers' households, a lamb for each household.' Now if the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his neighbor nearest to his house are to take one according to the number of persons in them, according to what each man should eat, you are to apportion the lamb. Your lamb shall be a male, without blemish, a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. And you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall slaughter it at twilight. Moreover, they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. And they shall eat the flesh that night, roasted with fire, and they shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled at all with water, but rather roasted with fire, both its head and its legs along with its entrails. And you shall not leave any of it over until morning, but whatever is left of it until morning, you shall burn with fire. Now you shall eat it in this manner, with your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Passover of Yahweh. And I will go through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am Yahweh. And the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and I will see the blood, and I will pass over you, and there shall be no plague among you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Now this day will be a memorial to you, and you shall celebrate it as a feast to Yahweh. Throughout your generations you are to celebrate it as a perpetual statute. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, but on the first day you shall remove leaven from your houses, for whoever eats anything leavened from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. Now on the first day there shall be a holy convocation, and on the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation for you. No work at all shall be done on them, except what must be eaten by every person, that alone may be done by you. You shall also keep the feast of unleavened bread, for on this very day I brought your hosts out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you shall keep this day throughout your generations as a perpetual statute. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening. 7 days there shall be no leaven found in your houses, for whoever eats what is leavened, that person shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a sojourner or a native of the land. You shall not eat anything leavened, and all your places of habitation you shall eat unleavened bread. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Bring out and take for yourselves lambs according to your families and slaughter the Passover lamb. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood which is in the basin, and touch some of the blood that is in the basin to the lintel and the two doorposts, and none of you shall go outside the doorway of his house until morning. and Yahweh will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and he will see the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, and Yahweh will pass over the doorway and will not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. And you shall keep this event as a statute for you and your children forever. And it will be, when you enter the land which Yahweh will give you, as he has promised, you shall keep this new slavery. And it will be when your children say to you, "What is the meaning of this new slavery to you?" that you shall say, "It is a Passover sacrifice to Yahweh who passed over the houses of the sons of Israel in Egypt when he smote the Egyptians, but delivered our homes." And the people bowed low and worshipped. Then the sons of Israel went and did so, just as Yahweh had commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did. Now it happened at midnight that Yahweh struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. Then Pharaoh arose in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was no home where there was not someone dead. Then he called for Moses and Aaron at night and said, "Rise up, get out from among my people, both you and the sons of Israel, and go, serve Yahweh, as you have spoken. Take both your flocks and your herds, as you have spoken, and go, and bless me also." And the Egyptians strongly pressed the people to send them out of the land in haste, for they said, "We will all be dead." So the people took up their dough before it was leavened, with their kneading bowls bound up in the clothes on their shoulders. Now the sons of Israel had done according to the word of Moses. They had asked from the Egyptians for articles of silver and articles of gold and clothing, and Yahweh had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they let them have what they asked. Thus they plundered the Egyptians. And the sons of Israel journeyed from Rameses to Succoth, about 600,000 men on foot, aside from the little ones. A foreign multitude also went up with them, along with flocks and herds, a very large number of livestock. And they baked the dough which they had brought out of Egypt into cakes of unleavened bread. For it had not become leavened, since they were driven out of Egypt and could not delay, nor had they prepared any provisions for themselves. Now the time that the sons of Israel lived in Egypt was 430 years. And it happened at the end of 430 years, to the very day, that all the hosts of Yahweh went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be kept for Yahweh for having brought them out from the land of Egypt. This night is for Yahweh, to be kept by all the sons of Israel throughout their generations. And Yahweh said to Moses and Aaron, "This is the statute of the Passover. No foreigner shall eat of it, but every man's slave purchased with money, after you have circumcised him, then he may eat of it. A foreign resident or a hired person shall not eat of it. It shall be eaten in a single house. You shall not bring forth any of the flesh outside of the house, and you shall not break any bone of it. All the congregation of Israel shall celebrate this. But if a sojourner sojourns with you and celebrates the Passover to Yahweh, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near to celebrate it, and he shall be like a native of the land. But no uncircumcised person may eat of it. The same law shall apply to the native as to the sojourner who sojourns among you." So all the sons of Israel did, as Yahweh had commanded Moses and Aaron, thus they did. And on that same day Yahweh brought the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their hosts. Then Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Sanctify to me every firstborn, the first offspring of every womb among the sons of Israel, both of man and beast, it belongs to me." And Moses said to the people, "Remember this day in which you went out from Egypt, from the house of slavery, for by a strong hand, Yahweh brought you out from this place. And nothing leavened shall be eaten. This day, in the month of Abib, you are going out. And it shall be when Yahweh brings you to the land of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, which he swore to your fathers to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey, that you shall do this service in this month. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the 7th day there shall be a feast to Yahweh. Unleavened bread shall be eaten throughout the 7 days, and nothing leavened shall be seen among you, nor shall any leaven be seen among you in all your borders. And you shall tell your son on that day, saying, 'It is because of what Yahweh did for me when I came out of Egypt.' and it will be as a sign to you on your hand and as a memorial between your eyes, that the law of Yahweh may be in your mouth, for with a strong hand Yahweh brought you out of Egypt. Therefore, you shall keep this statute at its appointed time from year to year. And it will be when Yahweh brings you to the land of the Canaanite, as he swore to you and to your fathers, and gives it to you, and you shall devote to Yahweh the first offspring of every womb and the first offspring of every beast that you own. The males belong to Yahweh. But every first offspring of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb, but if you do not redeem it, then you shall break its neck, and every firstborn of man among your sons you shall redeem. And it will be when your son asks you in time to come, saying, "What is this?" Then you shall say to him, "With a strong hand, Yahweh brought us out of Egypt, from the house of slavery." And it happened, when Pharaoh hardened his heart with stiffness about letting us go, that Yahweh killed every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast. Therefore, I sacrifice to Yahweh the males, the first offspring of every womb, but every firstborn of my sons I redeem. So it will be as a sign on your hand and as phylacteries between your eyes, for with a strong hand Yahweh brought us out of Egypt.
From the prophet portion, Prophet Jeremiah, chapter 46, 13 through 28. This is the message which Yahweh spoke to Jeremiah the prophet about the coming of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, to strike down the land of Egypt. Declare in Egypt and cause it to be heard in Migdol. Cause it to be heard also in Memphis and Tophanis. Say, take your stand and get yourself ready, for the sword has devoured those around you. Why are your mighty ones thrown down? They do not stand because Yahweh has thrust them down. They have repeatedly stumbled. Indeed, they have fallen one against another. Then they said, "Rise up and let us return to our own people and the land of our birth, away from the sword of the oppressor." They called out there, "Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is but a rumbling. He has let the appointed times pass by. As I live, declares the king, whose name is Yahweh of hosts, surely one shall come who looms up like Tabor among the mountains, or like Carmel by the sea. Make your baggage ready for exile, O inhabitant of the daughter of Egypt, for Memphis will become a desolation. It will even be turned into ruin and without inhabitants. Egypt is a pretty heifer, but a horsefly is coming from the north. It is coming. Also, her mercenaries in her midst are like fattened calves, for even they have turned back and have fled away altogether. They did not stand their ground. For the day of their disaster has come upon them, the time of their punishment. It sounds, moves along like a serpent, for they move on like a military force, and come to her as woodcutters with axes. They have cut down her forest, declares Yahweh. Surely it will no longer be searched out, even though they are now more numerous than locusts, and are without number. The daughter of Egypt has been put to shame, given over to the hand of the people of the north. Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, says, "Behold, I am going to punish Amon of Thebes, and Pharaoh, and Egypt along with her gods, and her kings, even Pharaoh and those who trust in him. I shall give them into the hand of those who are seeking their lives, even into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of his servants. Afterwards, however, it will be dwelt in like in the days of old," declares Yahweh. "But as for you, O Jacob, my servant, do not fear, nor be dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I am going to save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob will return and have quiet, and be at ease, with no one making him tremble. O Jacob, my servant, do not fear," declares Yahweh, "for I am with you. For I will make a complete destruction of all the nations where I have banished you. Yet I will not make a complete destruction of you, but I will discipline you with justice, and by no means leave you unpunished." From the Berit Hadashah, which in Hebrew is the New Testament, The Book of Revelation, chapter 17. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and spoke with me, saying, "Come here, I will show you the judgment of the great prostitute who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed sexual immorality. Those who dwell in the earth were made drunken with the wine of her sexual immorality. He carried me away in the spirit into a wilderness. I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet-colored beast, full of blasphemous names, having seven heads and ten horns. The woman was dressed in purple and scarlet, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the impurities of the sexual immorality of the earth, and also on her forehead a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of the prostitutes and of the abominations of the earth. I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the holy ones and with the blood of the martyrs of Yeshua. When I saw her, I wondered with great amazement. The angel said to me, Why do you wonder? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and the ten horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and is about to come up out of the abyss and go into destruction. Those who dwell on the earth and whose names have not been written in the book of life from the foundation of the world will marvel when they see that the beast was and is not and shall be present. Here is the mind that has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. They are seven kings. Five have fallen, the one is, and the other has not yet come. When he comes, he must continue a little while. The beast that was and is not is himself also an eighth, and is of the seven, and he goes to destruction. The ten horns that you saw are ten kings, who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority as kings with the beast for 1 hour. These have one mind, and they give their power and authority to the beast. These will war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. He said to me, The waters which you saw, where the prostitute sits, are peoples, multitudes, nations, and languages. The ten horns which you saw, they and the beast will hate the prostitute, and will make her desolate, will strip her naked, will eat her flesh, and will burn her utterly with fire. For God has put in their hearts to do what he has in mind, to be of one mind, and to give their kingdom to the beast, until the words of God should be accomplished. The woman who you saw is the great city, which reigns over the kings of the earth.